Okay, we're talking to Rupert Gatty from the University of Cambridge, who's done work with his colleagues Paul Cattiman, Michael Bay and John Morgan on online prices and the effect of the changeover to the euro. Rupert, tell us what your key finding is.
The main finding is that the countries in the eurozone in October, prior to the introduction of the euro, had average prices about 6% lower than firms' average prices in non-eurozone countries. But by June, following the introduction, that price difference had been eroded, and that there was really no significant difference in prices between the two countries. So overall, prices in the eurozone rose 6% relative to the prices in the non-eurozone countries. Having said that, prices for the goods we were monitoring fell in all the countries anyway. So this is a relative movement. So I guess the conclusion is that the hoped for gain in competitiveness because of increased price transparency doesn't appear to have been realized on the data we've got.
And why do you think this happened? What are the explanations for this?
Well, one of the explanations that's had a lot of popular press has been a menu cost argument that prices that firms held off price increases because of the introduction of the euro, and that until the January-February period when they were going to have to change prices anyway. We don't have any support for that. That doesn't fit with the data that we've got because the prices were falling over the period for the products that we're looking at. So I think we've got to look at two alternative possibilities. One is that the increased transparency of prices has allowed some sort of collusive behaviour amongst firms within Europe, and that this has driven prices up somewhat and has not had a competitive impact. The second possibility is that there's been a shift of competitiveness for informed online consumers, and that this increased competition for online consumers has meant that firms have had to choose between low prices for the informed and maintaining a higher margins on the local, less informed individuals. And they've chosen to spend more time with their local loyal customers rather than to compete for the online customers.
Now this seems like bad news for the online shoppers who would have hoped that prices would fall. But also seems like it's bad news for government, who thought that the introduction of the euro would have beneficial effects on competition. What do you think they should take away from it?
Well, actually for online consumers, it's possibly good news in that the prices for... If the competitive argument is holding, then if you're informed then and you're online, then the world is a better place for you. The bad news is if you're not online and you've got to just take the average prices. So as far as government policy, I guess the one issue there is that there could be a discrepancy and a welfare implications between the online and the non-online about the pricing, and the welfare implications that differ between those two groups. Secondly, another key finding that we got was that the number of firms in the market is really a very important determinant on price. The more firms you've got in the market, there's quite dramatic 9% reductions in average prices if you've got three or more firms in the market. And that swamps, really, differences in tax differences and differentials between regions and things like that. So what's the policy implications is that you get low prices in markets that are competitive with having a large number of firms in there, and that's more important than a lot of the other issues that are driving the political agenda. So get those conditions right and you'll get low prices.
Thank you very much.